Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. On today's show, former chairman of the Shaanxi Provincial Committee of the CPPCC, Han Yong, is under investigation. Plus, Kishida expresses a sense of crisis for implementing constitutional amendments during his term as president of the Liberal Democratic Party. And the Chinese embassy in the UK urges the British to stop anti-Chinese politics. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a recent development in China, where the Chinese Communist Party, or CCP, is making efforts to apprehend a political scammer who has been linked to Han Yong, the former chairman of the Shaanxi CPPCC. Celeste, our correspondent for Simply Politics from China, is here to delve into this matter. Can you tell us more about this situation?
Yes, David. Han Yong, the former chairman of the Shaanxi CPPCC, is currently under investigation for his alleged association with a political scammer. The details of the scam and the identity of the scammer have not been disclosed yet, but it's clear that the CCP is taking this matter seriously.
What could be the implications of this investigation for Han Yong and the political landscape in China?
Well, the implications could be significant. If Han Yong is found guilty, it could tarnish his reputation and potentially end his political career. Moreover, it could also have broader implications for the political landscape in China, as it could lead to increased scrutiny of political figures and their associations.
And how is the CCP planning to handle this situation?
The CCP has not released specific details about their plan of action. However, it's clear that they are committed to investigating this matter thoroughly and taking appropriate action based on their findings.
We'll certainly keep an eye on this developing story. Thanks, Celeste. Shifting our focus to Japan now, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has expressed concerns over the time constraints in achieving the revision of the Constitution before his term as the president of the Liberal Democratic Party ends in September. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this situation?
Yes, David. Prime Minister Kishida has been quite vocal about his desire to realize constitutional reform. Despite the challenges, he has pledged to continue his efforts, even if progress is slow. However, the recent kickback scandal involving political fundraising parties of LDP factions has raised questions about the party's credibility, which could potentially impact the constitutional reform process.
What are the implications of this for the cooperation between the Japan Self-Defense Forces and the U.S. forces in Japan?
Well, during a summit meeting with U.S. President Biden, Kishida confirmed the adjustment of the command and control framework to strengthen this cooperation. However, he emphasized that while deepening cooperation, Japan must not deviate from the framework of a peaceful nation, and the final responsibility lies with the Prime Minister.
There have also been calls to amend the law following the revelation of health damage caused by Kobayashi Pharmaceuticals' dietary supplement. What is Kishida's stance on this?
In response to these calls, Kishida stated that if the expert review panel determines it necessary, they will proceed with amending the law to make reporting of victim information mandatory. This shows his commitment to addressing public health concerns.
We'll certainly keep an eye on these developments. Thanks, Michael. Shifting our focus to the UK now, recent reports from the media there have sparked a controversy involving alleged Chinese spies. The Chinese embassy in the UK has responded to these allegations. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this situation?
Yes, David. The reports suggest that two British citizens were prosecuted for allegedly providing intelligence to China. In response, a spokesperson from the Chinese embassy in the UK has dismissed these claims as unfounded and malicious slander. The spokesperson has urged the UK to stop what they refer to as anti-China political manipulation and to end this self-directed political farce.
What are the implications of these allegations for China-UK relations?
Well, these allegations could potentially strain the already tense relations between the two nations. It's clear that China is taking a strong stance against these claims, and it remains to be seen how the UK will respond. This is a developing story that we will continue to monitor closely.
We'll certainly keep an eye on these developments. Thanks, Abby. Shifting our focus to Japan now, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has expressed concerns over the time constraints in achieving the revision of the Constitution before his term as the president of the Liberal Democratic Party ends in September. Here to discuss this further is Bella, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this situation?
Yes, David. Prime Minister Kishida has been quite vocal about his desire to realize constitutional reform. Despite the challenges, he has pledged to continue his efforts, even if progress is slow. However, the recent kickback scandal involving political fundraising parties of LDP factions has raised questions about the party's credibility, which could potentially impact the constitutional reform process.
What are the implications of this for the cooperation between the Japan Self-Defense Forces and the U.S. forces in Japan?
Well, during a summit meeting with U.S. President Biden, Kishida confirmed the adjustment of the command and control framework to strengthen this cooperation. However, he emphasized that while deepening cooperation, Japan must not deviate from the framework of a peaceful nation, and the final responsibility lies with the Prime Minister.
There have also been calls to amend the law following the revelation of health damage caused by Kobayashi Pharmaceuticals' dietary supplement. What is Kishida's stance on this?
In response to these calls, Kishida stated that if the expert review panel determines it necessary, they will proceed with amending the law to make reporting of victim information mandatory. This shows his commitment to addressing public health concerns.
We'll certainly keep an eye on these developments. Thanks for that report, Bella. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.